We've often talked about how the school lunch program in New Jersey is a tool for helping families in need and whether schools are actually maximizing its full potential. Even with the program in place, there are families who don't qualify but still don't have money every day for the child's lunch. Many New Jersey schools have factored this into their policies, allowing for a sort of credit system with limits to it. However, that created significant debt in some schools, which is being addressed in what some consider to be a rather overly aggressive way. Our first guest today is with us to take a look at this situation and how it should be dealt with. She is the executive director of Hunger Free New Jersey, Adele La Tourette. Thanks for being here today, Adele.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
HungerFreeNJ.org is the website for Hunger Free New Jersey. The term, Adele, is lunch shaming. Explain what that is all about.
Lunch shaming basically refers to any punitive measure that really shames a child for their parents not paying their school lunch, school breakfast bill.
And
now that can include anything from, you know, literally the child gets up to the register and they throw the meal out and give them a cheese sandwich. Some have actually stamped things. Some schools have actually stamped a message to the parents on the children's hands. It's just any way that you really make a child stand out and make sure people know that their parents aren't paying their bill.
I mentioned, too, some schools have tried middle grounds of credit limits, some anywhere between $15 to $75, which, you know, in hindsight, is that a mistake? Because that's just magnifying the problem, and it's created the schools, in a way, created the debt situation that they're now seem to be complaining about.
Yeah, I mean, this is a very complex issue. Some parts of it, I think the clearest thing that we know is there should be absolutely no shaming, no impact on the student whatsoever. That is really clear, at least to me.
Well, especially when they do it at graduations or prom assemblies, or just at the schools have, I'm not exaggerating, schools have at school gatherings called out students by name and basically calling them deadbeats.
Yeah, completely unacceptable. Any of those things are completely unacceptable. There are ways to deal with this. We just had a raft of bills introduced in the assembly that look at lunch shaming and really prohibit it in many forms. It's a great first step. The combination bill that we need to happen with that, which was also introduced in both the Senate and the assembly, was the elimination of reduced price meals. One of the things we have to recognize is that a child may not be eligible for a reduced or a free, but that doesn't mean that the family isn't struggling with hunger. I mean, the poverty rates federally, so the maximum income, and I don't want to get too weedy here, but say for a family of four to receive a reduced price meal is $46,435. Now that in New Jersey is far from a living wage, and you know that even at 30 cents a meal for breakfast, 40 cents a meal for lunch, families are easily going to struggle with that, particularly if they have multiple children.
Certainly. I mean, the average school lunch price ranges between $2.50 and $3.50 a day. And even with reduced, you talk about how many school days are there in a year, you do the math. That's going to be, if someone has two or three kids in a school system, then that becomes a burden to the point where, okay, am I going to have enough for the kids' lunches at school? Or do we have to use that money to pay the electric bill this month?
That's exactly right. Those are the choices that people are making. And you cannot shame a child for the fact that their family is struggling and really struggling to make ends meet.
Adele referred to some legislation. There is a bill that was approved by a state Senate committee this past week. The state government would fund the difference for children who now pay between 30 and 40 cents for the breakfast and lunch under the federal nutrition program. And, you know, when you consider how much the state spends on so many other things that some people would say is not necessary, this legislation, this one piece of legislation, would merely cost $4.5 million a year. Now, I say merely, again, when you look at the state budget and see where the expenditures take place, some of them can be questioned. I don't think there's a question about this $4.5 million. This would be money well invested.
Well, you know, I'm going to agree with you. Absolutely. I mean, we have hungry children in the state. We have to address this issue in a variety of means, and I think the elimination of the cost of reduced price is absolutely key number one in terms of it'll really impact lunch shaming because you'll have less debt for schools. I know it's something that they can get behind. And again, We have to prioritize the dignity of our children.
Now, some would say, okay, fine, they can't pony up the money to buy lunch in school. Then what's wrong with the lunchbox or the brown bag? Well, that's the case. If you think they could do that, that would be costing the family more than the reduced price lunch at school.
That's exactly right. I mean, that's really not taking into consideration the fact that the family is struggling to provide food, period. So that's really the issue.
There was, I think it was the Cherry Hill School, and if someone from there is listening, and I'm wrong on this, my apologies, because there have been so many stories lately rolling in on this topic. The Cherry Hill School is basically the philosophy of, well, the federal law says we don't have to serve any lunch if we don't want to. There's no federal mandate for any reduced price lunch program, so anything we do is going above and beyond the call.
You're right. That's their attitude, and I find it reprehensible. But you've also seen a change. Jersey City actually came out with a statement, I believe it was on Monday, saying that because of things that they've read, articles that they've read, they're going to stop dead in their tracks and not even talk about lunch shaming and really focus on how they can feed their kids. That's the kind of attitude that we need. We really need to focus on the child and the issues and make sure that they are receiving the nutrition they need to learn.
Talking with Adele Alteretto, who is the executive director of Hunger Free New Jersey. HungerFreeNJ.org is their website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Going back to Cherry Hill again, I don't mean to lay heavy on them. They seem to be the worst offenders among the school districts. I saw a story. Cherry Hill actually rejected an offer from a businessman in Philadelphia that was going to say, okay, what's the student lunch date you have right now? I'll write you a check for that. And they refused that offer.
Yeah, and one of the bills that was introduced in the assembly will mandate that they take those offers. I don't know what their thinking was behind that. I would be curious to hear why they rejected that offer. I just don't understand that. It makes no sense to me.
What about the ways that schools do notify families? I mean, obviously, thinking of it with a bank car loan, for example, if you miss a payment, you're going to get a phone call from the bank. It's not going to be usually not a heavy hammer swung at you. If you forgot, that's okay. We're not going to penalize you for a couple of days late, and that's how they approach it. Should the schools be mandated to take steps of actual voice or face-to-face contact to say, before this gets out of control, is there something we could talk about and maybe ease something here?
Yes, and actually, again, in the raft of bills that was introduced, those steps are spelled out. I think that the key things in that is, absolutely, they should be contacted. Absolutely, they should be screened for the family eligibility and free and reduced. I think it's also important not to outsource those debts to debt collectors. And certainly, again, not to report the family to Child Protective Services. I think any of those things are just out of the realm of any rational thought, quite frankly. And again, it's important to help the family apply for assistance if they need it. And also to reach out as much as you can and really let them know that, you know, their debt is building up and see how you can help them to address that issue.
And with those aspects of what we were talking about here, I always thought that's why a guidance counselor or a guidance counselor staff in some schools are there to handle situations like this.
Yeah, I mean, I think the schools have capacity to get a staff person to really focus on this issue.
And devil's advocate here, there are some families, remember, we can all remember a couple of years ago when some county politicians were getting their kids into the lunch programs, and they were well above the qualifications for that because they wanted to pad the participation in order to get more funding for the school for other things other than lunch programs. Remember, that's the disaster.
I do remember that, yeah.
So, I mean, yeah. To be honest, there are parents who are going to run up the bill, and they for whatever reason, not for a positive way, but they just don't have any plans on paying it back.
There are, and again, I think the key to all of this is you do not shame the child or the student for the actions of the parents.
Right, or for the school. Works both ways either. The school is negligent and not keeping track of things too. Responsibility more so is on them because they're in the direct line of attention where this is concerned. Learn more about the issue of hunger and what we've talked about here, the school lunch, school breakfast programs, and more. HungerFreeNJ.org, the website for Hunger Free New Jersey. We've been talking with their executive director, Adele LaTourette. Adele, thanks so much for being here today.
Thanks so much for having me, Chris.